audibly clearing voice. This confidential message is to inform you that I have a legal matter pending to be filed against you. Oh, I feel so giggly all of a sudden. I was relaxed just a second ago, but now I'm wiggling around with so much fucking purpose. Yeah. Huh? It's early? Ooh. Sorry if I'm being intense. But my enthusiasm should rub off on you. Feel awake. Isn't it obvious? I guess it wouldn't be for you. That makes sense. I thought I said it last time, but probably only once or twice, and that still isn't enough to paint a picture. Without going into detail about it, I've just been watching you for so long. And I finally had the courage to call you, and you're talking to me again already? You came with me. All of the sounds that you made have just been replaying in my mind. You had to be quiet, but you still made sure I could hear you. The only way that could have been more perfect is if I could touch you. I don't fault you for asking that again. Well, I am. But I wish you wouldn't. I really can't tell you. I can't give you a name either. It honestly doesn't really matter what my name is or who I am. I don't have any bad intentions. I even made sure to call you before we're a kid. You can say that it matters, but you know nothing about me. And that's fine. I prefer it this way. Hey, what do I sound like to you? Am I, Charlotte? Sophia? Emily? Brittany? okay, that's a dude name. I see you. Fine, I'm just your horny neighborhood spa. speaking of which, I'd be lying if I said that I called just to have a friendly chat. Yes, I know my transitions are spicy, thank you for noticing. And I've noticed that you're horny again. No, don't even joke like that. I really like talking to you. I never thought it would happen, even less with thinking we'd be so natural about it. But you're making me sleepy. You don't even sound tired right now, and you're making me sick. Even though there's been nothing sexual about the conversation up until now, all it really takes is having your voice in my ears, knowing your attention is on me, hearing how much you genuinely enjoy my company. There's nothing sexual going on, but I'm so turned on. It feels like you put a spell on me. Which would be pretty ironic if you... No, I was just saying it. It's funny because I'm the one calling you. I'm the mysterious party here. Shouldn't you be feeling weird? Instead, you have my mind and body feeling so confused. You caught my breathing that time. Oh, I'm fucking soaked already. It's ridiculous. See, I wanted to be good and not touch myself right from the start. I don't mind you think I only talked to you for that. I really do care about you, about your comfort, safety. Even if it doesn't make sense to you right now, even if it never does make sense to you, it feels a little bit sore from last time, I think. You make me care less about the consequences. I shouldn't be calling you like this. That almost makes it better though, doesn't it? I could get in so much fucking trouble. I know that. Wanting your voice, your attention, your body, your hands, your fingers, your cock, and run my fingers through your hair, grabbing and pulling it, wanting to kiss you. I love your lips. Wanting to hold you, cuddle with you, wanting to do everything and anything with you, sexual or not. One of those is really taking precedence right now. I wonder which one. If you weren't already, you should really touch yourself too. If you are, I can't tell. Isn't that a nice way to wake up? Touching yourself for me in the morning. I could tell you liked it when I told you fantasies, right? what if I gave you breakfast in bed? Honestly, I'm not much of a cook, so it'd be more like waking you up to make it with me. I think that's even cuter, though. Cooking together. We'd be so sleepy. Oh, fuck. I bet your voice sounds even better when you're groggy. Just when you're waking up. How have I not heard that yet? Oh, God. I just want you to... what did I even say? Just... I can't think again. I just want you to fuck me against the counter when we're cooking. See how much we can get done. Oh, is he behind me? Oh, whispering in my ear. Oh my god. Oh my god. Maybe you can be my breakfast. Me making you come first thing in the morning. I could be your breakfast too. Crawl over you and sit on your face. Not hard, obviously, but just enough that you can feel my body. My pussy waiting there. Waiting for you. Please come with me again. You'll make me so happy again. How is it so sore and so sensitive at the same time? It actually hurts a little. That hasn't happened before. One of these times, I'll need to make you stay on call and let me come for you more. You made a mess. Oh, that's so hot. I wish I could help you clean it. Oh, okay. Oh, that was a really bad thing to say. I'm kidding. Oh, carried away. Fuck. Okay, No, don't. It's not fair. I think I already made you a little bit late. Like, I said I called you just so it wouldn't be a nuisance. Not one. It's really sweet, I hate to say. No, you can't start complaining that I made you late, though. Sorry, not sorry.